everything on your list of things to do is more important. Everything gets prioritized over the thing that really will move the needle in your business, move the needle the most in your business. You've got the laundry, you've got the kids, you've got the errands, you've got the this, you've got the that. And let's just face it, when you're building a business and when you're scaling a business, there are lots of things that need to be done.
Welcome to the Charisse Williams Show. This podcast was created for the highly conscious, high impact nurse turned entrepreneur looking to create, launch, and scale a wildly profitable holistic health coaching and consulting business from a place of ease and flow. I'm Charisse Williams, former ICU nurse turned multi-six-figure holistic health coach and the go-to business coach for female clinicians. In this podcast experience, you will be educated, motivated, inspired, empowered, and forever expanded so that you can confidently step into your new identity as the CEO of your holistic health coaching and consulting business. Welcome home.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Empowered. This is a 12-episode podcast series designed to help you embrace your brilliance as a holistic health nurse coach. And I'm so excited, you guys, extra excited because today's our 50th episode. Oh my gosh. Today is the 50th episode of the Charisse Williams Show. So, I mean, and let me just tell you, it came pretty quickly. My gosh. It's been a blast. It's been so exciting. It has been my joy bringing you these incredible trainings and practices and tips and strategies and all around, you know, all designed to really help elevate you as a person. Yes, but also as the CEO of your holistic health coaching business. So this has been a joy, a pure joy. Let me tell you, if you missed the last episode with one of my brilliant clients, Glennis Thatch, she talked about embodiment. She talked about how learning how to do root cause blood work analysis has completely shifted how she works with her clients, how she gets results for her clients. She actually has been one of our clients in the Prosperous Practitioner. Well, let me just say, she's been a one-on-one client of mine. She's been a client inside of the Prosperous Practitioner program with me and Dr. Landis. And she's also been a one-on-one client in my Transcendence program, which is all around self-identity evolution. She's been with me for a minute, and I cannot be more excited, more proud of her for the work that she's doing in this world and how she's helping women, particularly women who are menopausal and postmenopausal, how she's helping them in their health journey. So such a blessing. So if you didn't catch that, go back and catch that. What you doing? Go back and catch it. It was the episode 49. Today's episode is, we're going to be talking about really understanding resistance for what it really is. Understanding resistance for what it really is. But before we do that, you know how I love to start off with something a little different for, you know, during this Empowered series. We have been starting off with affirmations, but today just felt like a great day to start off with a little bit of nervous system love. Many of us are walking around here with a very dysregulated nervous system. And how do you know if your system is dysregulated? Because if you're not taking actions daily to intentionally regulate your nervous system, then you're dysregulated, plain and simple. So what we're going to do, one of the most simplest things that you can do, easiest, quickest, and effective things that you can do to help regulate your nervous system, to move your body out of a sympathetic state to a parasympathetic state, even if you don't realize it, is breathing. Da, 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 da. Breathing. So we're going to do some slow and deep breaths. We're actually going to just do a round of, let's do a round of three. And we're going to do some 4-4-4 breathing, also known as box breathing. So we're going to inhale for four. We're going to hold for four. And then we're going to exhale for four. And then we're going to take just a second and then repeat. Inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four. Okay. And we're going to do that a total of three rounds. All right. Okay, here we go. And what I always love to do, and I do this with my holistic health clients as well as my business clients. And I'm just going to ask you to put, if you're driving, you might you could do this. You could totally do this while you're driving. Just don't close your eyes. If you are not driving and you are in a place where you can't close your eyes, I definitely want to encourage you to close your eyes just so you can tune out all the stuff that's around you, right? But put your right hand over your heart, put your left hand on your belly. You're going to be breathing from your belly. A lot of us breathe from our, from the top, from our chest, really. And we want to do a really good, deep cleansing breath, all the way down into our belly. Okay, so let's go ahead and begin. Remember, we're going to go four in, hold for four, four out. Ready? All right, let's begin. Second round. Third round. All right. Open your eyes. Come back in the room with me. How are you feeling? Yes. It's so amazing what simple, you know, just what, it's so amazing how we feel after doing something so simple, just breathing, right? Intentional breathing. I shared this before in one of the episodes and I'll share it again because it's so true. I thought, you know, before I really learned about the importance of regulating my nervous system on a daily basis, and now I do it pretty much on an hourly basis or every other hour, I will stop and take breathe breaks. And literally my phone, if I'm ever on a live and you hear my phone vibrate or ring like it just did just now, I caught it right before it started ringing. It's because I have reminders set at the top of the hour to breathe. That's it. Simply breathe. I take 90 seconds and I breathe. And I normally do alternate nostril breathing, but I thought that might be a bit much for this podcast, particularly if you're listening and not watching. But in any event, I used to think that I was cool, calm, collected, nothing really ruffled my feathers. I was easy breezy, you know, just sailing through life, you know, running a business, two businesses successfully. And I did not realize until I, like I said, started becoming intentional about regulating my nervous system through deep breathing and other practices. But that's probably the one that I think that's made the biggest difference. And I went from thinking I was cool, calm, and collected, nothing ever ruffles my feathers, life is great, to, oh my gosh, is this how I'm supposed to be feeling? Like, this is what it feels like to have a regulated nervous system? What? Like, I thought I was cool before, but No. I'm a whole nother level of cool, calm, collected, and grounded. So I definitely encourage you, if you don't have a intentional breathing practice, definitely want to encourage you to do that. So let's hop into it. Understanding resistance for what it really is. Why is this important? This is such an important topic because, one, I think when we can bring light to it, shed some light on it, it actually, it's like taking, if you guys remember Scooby-Doo, way back in the day, I'm aging myself, but if you remember Scooby-Doo, and there was always a bad man, and at the end, they captured the bad guy, they take the sheet or whatever off of his head, and they're like, oh, Mr. Wilson, you know, so bottom line is, they figured out who the bad guy is. I love this. And it's not so much that it's a bad guy, but it helps us to understand what it is that we are experiencing as we're building our business and as we're scaling our business. And so bottom line is resistance is fear, period, point blank, end of story. Resistance is fear. And your mind uses fear to stop you. Okay. And fear uses resistance to get it done. They're partners in crime here. Okay. But at the end of the day, remember, resistance is fear. Resistance is based in fear. Why is this important? It's important because, again, as you're building your business, you will find that there are certain things that you know that you should do. And I don't usually like to use the word should, but you know that there are things that can be done in your business that's going to move your business forward. And this is applicable whether you are just starting out in business, you know, launching your business or about to launch your business, or if you're further along in your business, it happens at every stage of the game. In fact, anytime you are about to up level, anytime you are on the precipice of a up level or upgrade, if you will, anytime you're on what I like to call a growth edge, like you're bumping up against like your comfort zone, you're about to go to the next side or go, you know, put your pinky toe over to the other side. Anytime that is happening, and again, this happens at every stage of your business, you're hit with resistance. You're hit with resistance. And it's because you're moving into the unfamiliar. Okay. And so there are lots of types. Resistance shows up in multiple types of ways. Today, I'm just going to share with you four most common types of resistance as it shows up, okay? So one of the most common ways that resistance shows up is blank brain. And as I'm going through these, again, I'm going to share with you top four. As I'm going through these, I want you to just kind of pay attention and really kind of lean in and think, okay, does this happen to me? Like, oh, this does happen to me. Okay, I see what's going on here. Because there's so much power in increasing your awareness around what's going on, why it's going on, and even more importantly, how to navigate it, how to transcend this resistance. Okay, because here's the deal. At the end of the day, we have two choices. We can feel the resistance, lean back, step away, and the end result of that is we remain stuck. We remain stagnant. We remain exactly where we are. Option two is we experience the resistance, we recognize it for what it is, and we move forward. We transcend and navigate that resistance, and we get to the other side. What happens when we get to the other side? Our business grows. Our business expands. We expand. Our capacity expands, our revenue increases, all the things, okay? So, blank brain. I will tell you this is one that happens. I'm very familiar with blank brain, let's just say that. So blank brain is this. This is what it looks like. This is what it feels like. You know, I don't know what to do. I just don't know. Like, I don't even know. Maybe it's you were about to go live online and you were about to share with the world, you know, about who you are and how you serve and who you serve and how you support your clients. Perhaps that's what you were going to do. But doggone it, right before you press that record button, your brain just went blank and you're like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know what to say. All the years of training just seeped out of your brain. All of that knowledge just seeped out of your brain. You got nothing. And you're like, I don't know what to say. I just don't know. That's blank brain. And all it is resistance. And we know resistance is based in fear. And that's all it is. Okay. I'm going to share with you how to navigate this in a second. But first, I want to go through all four of them first. So blank brain is the one. Second is confusion. Confusion. It's a first cousin to blank brain. Confusion is, I don't know what I'm doing. You're literally confused. Like, I don't know if I should do this or this or this or this or this. And guess what? If your mind can keep you occupied in that confused mode, or if your mind can keep you in a state of blankness, right? You have that blank brain. Guess what? It prevents you from doing the thing. The thing that you need to do to move your business forward. So our mind tries to keep us in this confused state. And so what you really want to do is you just want to ask yourself, like, I used to ask my kids this all the time, but I used to hate it. But if you did know, if you had clarity, what would you do? What would you do? Okay. And this, depending on where you are in your business, it could be a variety of things. It could be showing up online, right? It could be, showing up online with the intention of attracting your ideal client. It could be posting online regularly. I see that a lot of the nurses and nurse practitioners that I work with just consistently post because it's all that, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I don't know, blank brain. I don't know what to say, all the things, right? Maybe it's something like, you know, you are wanting to network. You're about to, you know that you need to network, right? To expand your circle, whether that's in person, whether that's online, doesn't matter. But then all of a sudden you have blank brain, or all of a sudden you're confused. You're like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, right? Maybe the thing that you know that you need to do is learn how to confidently articulate what it is that you do and the value of people working with you. Maybe that's something, Maybe it's something like, you know that you need to learn additional skills. For instance, sales skills. Let's just be clear. If you are in business, sales is a crucial part of your business, period. I don't care what kind of business it is. A business does not exist without sales. And so if that scares you or frightens you, if you're like, uh-oh, then maybe the thing that you need to do is to learn how to sell in a way that feels aligned with you, right? In a way that makes you feel good, but it also gets you results. Because again, at the end of the day, if you don't have any sales, you have no business. Businesses make money. Hobbies cost money. Okay. And so maybe that's what it is that you should be doing, but you have blank brain around it. Or again, you're confused. Like you just don't even know what to do. Or you feel like you don't know, because the reality of it is you do know. Okay. Maybe it's restructuring your offers or your services. Maybe it's restructuring, repackaging, repricing. Maybe it's diversifying your offer suite. There's so many different things. There's so many things. You know what it is. And so if you feel like you're in that confused state, ask yourself, okay, if I did have clarity around this, what would I do? Okay. So that's the second thing. So first one was blank brain. Second one was confusion. Third one is lack of motivation. Like, you know, you should do the thing. Whatever the thing is, it may have been some of the things that I just listed. It may be some other things, but you know you need to do the thing that's going to move your business forward. But doggone it, you just don't feel like it. Just lack of motivation. You just don't feel like it. Not because you don't want the thing, because the reality of it is you do. You do. You do want to grow your business. You do want to make a massive impact, right? You want that. But in the moment, you have that lack of motivation. Again, it's just resistance. It's just resistance showing up. And then the fourth and final for the most common is distractions. Oh boy, how many of you can identify with distractions? Distractions. All of a sudden, everything on your list of things to do is more important. Everything gets prioritized over the thing that really will move the needle in your business, move the needle the most in your business. You've got the laundry, we've got the kids, you've got the errands, you've got the this, you've got the that. And let's just face it, when you're building a business and when you're scaling a business, there are lots of things that need to be done, right? They don't all need to be done by you, but they need to be done nonetheless. And so if you keep, and I have been so good for this. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll do it at, you know, 10 a.m. Oh, nah, I don't, you know, I'm not really feeling it. I'm going to do it at noon. I'm going to do it tonight. And then tonight comes, oh, I'm too tired. I want to be fresh. Oh, I'll do it first thing in the morning. And you look up, I know some of you are laughing right now because you've experienced the exact same thing. And you look up and tomorrow comes, you're like, eh, and you move it. And then here it is next week. You still haven't done the doggone thing, right? Distraction. Also procrastination. And again, procrastination is based in fear. So all of these fears, these are all these things that I'm sharing with you, blank brain, confusion, lack of motivation, distractions. These are all ways that your mind gets you to not do the thing that you need to do in order to move your business forward. Okay. It's again, it's resistance and it's based in fear. So now that we've identified them, what can we do? What can we do? So first thing, it's actually really simple three-step process, very simple three-step process. One, first step one is you are going to just acknowledge like, oh, this is what's going on. Okay. I see. I got it. I know. I see what's going on here. Right. So just acknowledge it. There's so much power in just your recognition and acknowledgement of, oh, this is resistance. Oh, I must be on the brink of something big. Okay. So step one, acknowledge. Step two, meet yourself with compassion. And that might sound, I don't know how it sounds, but what I do know is this: meet yourself with compassion, because compassion is what's needed in this moment. Okay. It doesn't do any good to go into beating yourself up mode, shame. It doesn't do you any good to go into that. One of my coaches years ago, this is probably, I don't know, 7, maybe 10 years ago, he said to me, and I'll never forget this because it was so profound. He said, we are our own worst abusers. That's what he said. We are our own worst abusers. And when he said that, I was like, dang. And he went on to say, you know, we would never allow anybody to speak to us the way we speak to ourselves. When we either mess up, quote unquote, mess up something or forget something or whatever it is, we would never in a million years allow someone to speak to us and make us feel the way that we make ourselves feel. And I was like, shoot, that's pretty good. And it's so true. It's so true. Because guess what? That doesn't lead to anything productive. We're navigating resistance. We're moving forward. We're wanting to move forward in our business. The last thing we need to do is shame ourselves or beat ourselves up, be self-deprecating. They ain't gonna get it. Time out for that. We've been there, done that. It don't work. Okay. And so compassion. An example I like to give is, you know, when a baby is trying to walk, they're trying to learn how to walk and they fall down. And they try to get up again. They fall down again. And they fall down many, many times. We never, whether we're moms or aunties or cousins, whatever, we never shame that baby. What do? We meet that baby with compassion because we know they're going to get it. We meet them with love and encouragement because we know they're going to get it. And then, of course, they do get it. Right. So I just want you to remember that story. Just meet yourself with compassion as you would a baby learning to walk. Okay. So that was second step of the three-step process. First step is acknowledge your resistance. Second step is give yourself compassion, meet yourself with compassion. And then the third step is recommit to your why, recommit to your vision, recommit. Like what's the point of all of this? And may I just add, this is not a one and done. Yes, this is a three-step process, but it's not, okay, I've done it once. I'm done. No, ma'am. No, sir. Nope. You're going to recommit many, many, many times. Why? Because you're going to, each time you're on a growth edge, you're going to be met with resistance. And each time you're met with resistance, you're going to go through this process. You're going to recognize it or acknowledge it. You're going to meet yourself with compassion, and you're going to recommit to, why am I even doing this in the first place? Okay. Honor yourself. This is the best way that you can honor yourself and honor your business and ultimately not betray yourself, because you're honoring what it is that you're wanting to create. You're honoring the work that you're doing in this world by recommitting. Okay. So three-step process, acknowledge, compassion, meet yourself with compassion, and then recommit over and over and over again, however many times it takes. Because guess what? It never ends. All right. So this has been all about understanding resistance for what it really is, which is just fear. It is just fear, and it's all good. Here's what I would love. I pray that this episode has helped you gain clarity. I pray that it's helped you to own your brilliance. I pray that it's helped you to transcend resistance or learn how to transcend resistance when you're encountering it. And last but not least, I pray that this has left you feeling truly empowered, because that's the whole point of this series. This is my ask of you. Share this episode with a friend. Share it with another nurse practitioner, another healthcare provider who's here to do big things in this world. And you know they're coming up against resistance. How do you know they're coming up against resistance? Because they're here to do big things and they're attempting to do big things and they are doing big things, but they just keep getting like caught up. And maybe they didn't know. Maybe they didn't have the tools. Maybe they didn't know how to navigate and really transcend the resistance that they keep coming up against. Maybe they start to doubt themselves. Maybe they're like, oh my God, something must be wrong with me. Something must be wrong with me because this is something I really want to do, but I keep bumping up into, you know, I'm not motivated to do it. Right? So that's one of the forms of resistance. And now you start second doubting yourself, or now they start second guessing. They start second guessing themselves. They start doubting themselves. Maybe it's you, maybe it's them. Bottom line is, share this episode so that way they can be equipped with tools and practices so that they know how to navigate faster through this resistance, which they will inevitably come up against. Okay. So share. All right. And last but not least, join me next week for episode 51. Oh my God. It'll be episode 51. It'll be episode 8 of the Empowered series, because remember, this is a 12-part series. So join me here next week on the Sharice Williams Show for the Empowered series, episode 8. Bye for now.
And there you have it. Thanks so much for joining today and listening to this podcast episode. If you enjoyed what I shared today, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss anything, and leave a review telling us what resonated with you the most. And if it feels aligned, I want to invite you to join us inside of the Holistic Health and Empowerment Community. It's for all of the nurses who are revolutionizing how we as a collective impact health through our coaching businesses. Like to hang out. I'll leave the link for you down below in the show notes. I'll see you there.